obviously, again, we're always thankful, you know, the Coach Cutter and the staff and the players, you know, because I think you get better work, you know, in these situations. And I thought we've got some good work against each other. And I think, like, at the end of the day, you know, we've done this. This is our second time. It'll be our last time in this preseason. So, you know, I think from the amount of work that we've gotten out of it, the amount of situations, the different types of looks and things, I think all that stuff is going to help us as we move forward, you know, trying to get to where we want to be.
Based on these last 2 weeks, would you want to do it another week? Would you want to have Carolina in here? Is it that good of work, or do you need to get back to just yourself?
I think for me personally right now with our football team, I think that we've got to, you know, get ready and, you know, start tightening some things down and start getting ready to get our focus more towards, you know, hey, what the roster is going to be like and what we want to do. And we still have, you know, quite a bit, probably more positions open than at least what I'm used to, you know, saying at this time of year. So, you know, there's still a lot on the line for a lot of these players. So I think that, you know, to kind of get away from this and see how we go back and perform against each other, I think we can put people in situations where we want to see them exactly how they perform.
How do you feel about Blake's downfield accuracy as of late?
You know, it's the same thing. I think when anyone asks me about someone's ability, you know, whether, and a lot of times that comes with the quarterback, they're always like, hey, where are you? How does his week go? Are you happy with him? You know, I think for me personally, you know, I'm always trying to get more. So for me, you know, and I'm one of those guys that, you know, it's hard for me to say sometimes, hey, I think there are some throws, you know what I'm saying, that I'll be like, hey, that's a good throw. And then I'll be like, that's a horseshit throw, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm just trying to get more and get better. So, you know, we rested him the other day. I thought he came back and he really had no issues, you know, for these 2 days. And that was the goal, to get him out here and get him all that work. And I think he gotten good work. And I think him, along with the rest of the guys on offense, you know, I think I want those guys to get better. But defensively, we're probably a little bit more ahead right now.
What has been his reaction to you keep pushing him and driving him to do better?
You got to ask, like you said, you got to ask him, because, you know, I just believe that, you know, quarterback, left tackle, wide receiver, whoever it is, you know, our job is to coach him and get him better. I don't think that, you know, you handle it any differently. I think the team, you know, my personal opinion, I don't think the team responds well, you know, if they say, well, wait a minute, we're getting coached hard on the field, and yet when you know, player A makes a mistake, he doesn't get coached as hard. If I was a player, I'd be a little upset about that. So, you know, I just try to do my job. My job is to coach them and get them better. So, you know, they screw up, they're going to hear it. If it's a good play, there's a chance that they'll hear it. And I'm going to continue to push them through every single play.
When you got kind of scuffles that crop up at the end, is that just kind of part of it with two teams and the heat going at it?
I mean, as long as, again, it's like I probably would just say scrum, short scuffle, things of that nature. It's disappointing. I mean, to sit here and say that, you know, hey, this is something that you want. Obviously, we don't want this in the league. Obviously, you know, you can't do that in a game. You know, you're going to hurt your team. So those are the things that we talk to our players about. You know, I don't want to sit here and say, well, yeah, you know, you expect that, because I think that's wrong. I think that, you know, we don't want any part of that, you know, in our game at any level.
Can you say at this point how many series you look to play Blake set Thursday night?
You know, we'll probably set that tomorrow. You know, we'll get back. We'll see where everybody is, you know, who we want to, you know, make sure that we hold out, you know, that we don't want to put, who's ready to go, who can't, you know, who can go where it won't make them worse, or things of that nature. So right now I have a plan in my head, but I haven't talked to the coaches yet or the players, because, again, I'll reiterate it. The players, I tell them they have to be ready to go the whole game. You know, because I went through that last week, you know, how I feel the player's mindset should be. So I never really publicly ever say, you know, what we're doing. I know what the plan is, but I do that not because I'm a big secret guy or anything like that. You know, it's just that I think the mentality of the players, like, hey, what do I have, one more series? I don't think they focus or go as hard. And I think it, my personal opinion, I think it puts them in jeopardy of being injured. So I try not to do that.
You guys have added several players over the last couple of days. How hard is it for a guy like that to come in and make the squad?
It's very, very difficult, because, well, to make the squad, you know, it depends on what type of team you have. So obviously we have some openings, so there is a potential to come in and be able to perform. That is difficult for the player. So, you know, we do things internally where we can help speed up that process, but a lot of it's up to the player on the free time, which isn't much during the preseason. So, you know, but for me, like I've always talked to the players about, you know, availability and coachability. It's very difficult when you have a lot of players that aren't available and you're a team that needs to practice to get better. What happens is now there's other players taking more reps, which could potentially hurt them because they're taking too many. So, you know, we try to make sure that we have a pretty good balance of players in here so we can maintain the level of practice that we want to have, knowing that's going to help our team get better.
Coach, I apologize. I know you already answered this. I wasn't here for that. I was getting the other side of things.
Ask and answer.
But there, there was a fight that broke out, and from your vantage point, what did you see, and is there going to be discipline enforced?
Well, which one was it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. There were about three of them we saw.
Okay, which one? I saw two of them.
You saw two of them. The last two that happened over here.
Yeah, the first one, I don't think any. This the one with where helmet came off. I said before, there's no place in this game. So, you know, we have discipline stuff in place, and we handle it internally. And it's something that we don't want because, you know, one of the things that we like to say is, you know, don't ever do anything in practice that you wouldn't do in a game. Obviously, during a game, you have ejection. You have an ejection leads to a $32,000 or $33,000 fine, you know, for the player, and you hurt the team. So, you know, those are things that we're trying to get out of this profession. It's not needed at any level, and it's not something that, you know, I think it's important for us to show people that two teams can get together, work well against each other, no matter who they are, and we can continue on. I think it's a bad look for the youth, you know, that play football when they see two teams get together and they see things of that nature go on. So I'm a big, you know, believer of the sport. This has nothing to do with the NFL or anything like that. You know, I just believe in the sport of football. There's so many great things that people don't talk about, and we spend so much of our time talking about the negative.
Doug, what kind of camp is T.J. Yeldon having for you?
Again, same thing. I think he's done a good job. You know, I think like everyone else, I would say, I want him to do a better job. I think that he has responded, you know, from a standpoint of things that have been corrected. You know, you see him go out there and focus on it and get that done. And then just the same thing of the type of consistency that we need. I think that, you know, from a player that didn't really do much with us, you know what I'm saying, in the OTAs and things of that nature, you know, I think it's very critical of how he comes out these next couple of weeks. He's had, you know, some good practices. But again, like I said before, we want him to get better.